This is the World Challenge devotion for Saturday, October 16th. Hope That Shines Through Darkness by Keith Holloway. Dear believers, I want to tell you today that you've got something that the sinner doesn't have, something incredibly valuable and powerful, something you must know. As a child of God, you are and have incredible blessings. Now, many of you may be thinking that I've lost my mind because of how many troubles and trials and darkness that you're facing. Unfortunately, some of that is the reality of life. But there is something that is equally true and, in fact, is a far surpassing truth for us. Every person whose life is hidden with God in Christ has been given undergirding power and authority of God. Now, that's a blessing. The Scriptures teach that we must declare what God has promised us. There is no extremism in that statement. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 18:21. It is part of our divine inheritance, secured by Jesus Christ. Peter wrote to the church, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." 1 Peter 1, 3-5. Peter wanted the church to know that even during their troubles and trials, the darkest hour is right before the sun comes up. He wanted them to know that they had been born again to a living hope. Hope is an expectation of God's good coming to us no matter how deep the darkness, declaring in faith the hope-filled promises of God will sustain us. We have a living hope. We've been born again into that through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The Bible says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being." Ephesians 3:14-16. You should greatly rejoice in the fact that you've been born again and that Jesus Christ has given you abundant mercy and imbued you with the power of God that raised Christ from the dead. He dwells with you. He dwells in you. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.